You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Mahsa Amini, 22 years old, now deceased, from the city of Sarkez in Kurdistan province, Iran. Her death, occasioned by the guidance patrol for dress code violation, beaten to death, is the supposition by those concerned. I welcome Benim Bentaleblou to connect this horror with the larger story of the Islamic Republic of Iran's cruelty towards its own people, but especially the abuse of women, young women. Benim, a very good evening to you. The death of Mahsa Amini reminds me of incidents in the past where the reporting has pointed to other elements of brutality in the regime. Years ago, there was the death of a Canadian journalist who died at the hands of either the Basiji or the police, never fully explained because her corpse was abused. Then there was the death of a young woman who was shot during the protests in 2009. I'm sure there are other incidents. I'm just remembering these. Across the board, we're looking at continued violence towards women. This seems out of step with the whole understanding in Islam about the respect for motherhood, for young women, and for boundaries. Is this part of the regime's preaching, or are these bad actors isolated in different enforcement mechanisms? I'm trying to understand the scale of this. Good evening to you, Benim.
Very good evening to you, John. Pleasure to be with you again. And I think you ask a very important question, but I think one that the Islamic Republic, both in deed and in word, has answered quite negatively, but quite resoundingly and firmly for us, which is that these are things they mean, these are things they say, these are things which are echoed in their laws, and these are things that are amplified by their grotesque, immoral, and fundamentally anti-female behavior. They basically have what many activists and analysts have called gender apartheid laws, including but not limited to the mandatory veiling of women to enforce the hijab laws, which is that veil that we had just spoken of. But the stories you mentioned, whether it was the early 2000s story, the one from, I think, 2003, the brutal killing, including torture, arrest, and rape of Canadian-Iranian freelance photojournalist Sahra Kazemi. And as you mentioned, the issue with the hiding of the reason for her death, which we know was at the regime hands initially, all the way up to the shooting by sharpshooter or sniper during the 2009 Green Movement protests, which were disputing the second term of Ahmadinejad, then President Ahmadinejad, who had stole that round from the other former prime minister, Mousavi, who was running for the presidency then in 2009, the shooting of Neda Afa Sultan. And we most unfortunately have yet another modern day incarnation of the plight of women in Iran in the killing and in the brutal death of Mahsa Amini. You know, anyone interested in women's rights, anyone interested in human rights should be saying her name. And most unfortunately, with the UNGA, I think the 77th session happening now in New York in the background, the whole world is watching. Eyes are on the Biden administration to see if it'll put its money where its mouth is on a human rights-centric foreign policy that it's supposed to stand up for women and minorities and all repressed peoples, and instead is pulling punches against this sort of regime, greenlighting Raisi, who is a sanctioned individual under U.S. law, coming to the U.S., having taxpayer dollars support this person who Amnesty International has called to be investigated for crimes against humanity, and ultimately leaving the door open continuously for a nuclear deal and forgetting about the plight of these different generations of Iranian women in their same struggle for equality and representative government.
I read of protests in Tehran and throughout the country, women burning their hijabs, women cutting off their hair. The regime, does it have the power to suppress these protests? Does it in some fashion gain from these protests? Why are they going forward?
you know, ultimately, the increasing violence that the regime is deploying against these protests, coupled with, of course, what we saw that was deployed en masse nationally for about 6 to 7 days in the Aubonne protests, the November 2019 protests, where by some internal figures that were reported to Reuters, over 1,500 people were violently killed by this regime. The regime does fear this new nationalist, nationwide, bottom-up, urban and rural, poor-led protests that are happening from the outside in. And the protests that were touched off by the violent killing of Mahsa Amini and the regime's attempted cover-up are no different to that. Now, the regime, as we now unfortunately know, has long prioritized guns over butter and has invested heavily in its security forces and has a multi-layered, basically what you could say, security force system that is designed to repress any internal threat. And this includes the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the Basij, which are part of the ground forces of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. As we know, that's an old volunteer paramilitary organization, the Basij. I mean, you have the LEF, the Law Enforcement Forces, which is the national police. They have various subgroups, including the morality and security police, as well as the special groups known as the Yegane Vije, as well as vigilante groups which support these groups. One key vigilante group that is sanctioned is known as the Helpers of Hezbollah or the Ansar of Hezbollah. So the regime has invested heavily in violence against its own people as the state versus society chasm continues to grow inside Iran, and as we continue to witness with really now 5+ days of protests after the violent killing of Mahsa Amini.
President Raisi, the Iranian president, whom I believe was known, his reputation as the hanging judge from the revolution. The headline says in these last days, around the death of the young woman, Iranian president orders probe after a woman reportedly dies in custody. Raisi coming to New York, Raisi speaking for the Iranian state. What is the nature of such a probe? The explanation right now seems to be she died of beatings. Has he countered that in some fashion?
You know, I saw a tweet a few days ago in Persian sent to me by some friends. It was allegedly Raisi's account that was, in essence, him spilling what you could call an even more Schadenfreude-like version of crocodile tears, when we all know exactly what we know about his background, which is that he had helped sign off on fatwas and death warrants to act on basically the political slaughter of thousands of political prisoners at the tail end of the Iran-Iraq war, just when Raisi was 29 years old, working in the Iranian judiciary. And that man has failed upwards by shedding more and more and more blood of his own compatriots inside this regime. So it's a gross strategic, moral, political mistake for the Biden administration to allow this person who's sanctioned on him, they have retained, to come to the UN at precisely this time. And it's even more of a mistake for Western leaders, including, I believe, Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, to have a sit down with him regarding the nuclear deal as well as other issues while protests like this rage in Tehran. And it's even more of a mistake beyond that for the various members who had elected Iran last year to this UN body, which I believe is called the Women's Rights Commission or the Commission on the Status of Women, to bring this fundamentalist and repressive regime to basically the board or the membership of this women's rights organization within the UN. I think when you have regimes like the Islamic Republic on women's rights commissions, you're bound to get more things, not just in Iran, but across the world that relate to the case of Mahsa Amini and the repression of women worldwide.
When these young men and young women march in protest of the death, and I see a photograph from Tehran University, are they putting themselves and their families at risk in your measure?
You know, the Iranian people have been bravely protesting against the Islamic Republic almost as long as there's been an Islamic Republic. But with the regime increasingly comfortable using violence, coupled with an internet blackout that they've been using since those Aubonne protests we spoke of, those November 2019 protests, it's not just, to borrow a phrase from the Washington Post, democracy that dies in the darkness. It's the Iranian people that die in the darkness. And the arrests, the tortures, the illegal detentions, the violence, the brutality that was once only part of the regime's covert repression strategy has now gone overt, including using literal weapons of war against their own population, as the former administration said they did in the case of the November 2019 protests. So, yes, the Iranian people do continue to risk life and limb as they protest this regime. And, you know, the current U.S. administration, the Biden administration, at least 2 or 3 members have spoken out about this. They've talked about accountability. now is the time to put their money where their mouth is on accountability, push away from the table, engage in a policy of maximum pressure against the regime, and couple that and support it with a policy of maximum support to the Iranian people.
Just the last 30 seconds, the victim is from Kurdistan province. Does that have significance, Benham?
Indeed, it does. We know many of Iran's ethnic and religious minorities live not just on the social periphery of their own country, but on the geographic periphery as well. Iran has several cities that are majority Kurdish. Saqqa is where Mahsa Amini and her family are from, is but one of those many cities in Iran's west that is majority Kurdish. They have been repressed before. If passed as prologue, the regime will continue to use security forces and violence against these folks as well. The good news here is that this is a plight that is being amplified, not just in Kurdish-speaking cities, but across Iran, in particular inside the nation's capital, Tehran. And let's continue to take our cues from what's happening in the streets, not just in Tehran, not just in Safed, but across Iran.
Benham Bentaleblou of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.